Yeah.
What's good, everybody?
It's your boy, T-Ski Valley. You're listening to the I'm Just Kidding podcast. Hey, guys, I got a question. Do I sound sober? I probably do, but I'm not. I'm just good at faking. I'm just having a good time tonight. I just, you know, checking in on you guys. I ain't really about to do a potty, but we're going to talk some shit. What's going on? What's going on in the world? I know my Knicks NBA just started the preseason back. My Knicks is 1-0. We about to win the chip, Hammies. Let me reel that back in. Yeah, man, we about to win. That's what we do, New York, all day. Hockey starting up. I don't even really watch hockey like that until the playoffs, unless the Rangers. If the Rangers is in it, I'm watching. Fucking racist. Oh, you black, you watching hockey? Hockey is the fucking realest sport in the game, honey. That's like, football's pussy. Basketball is badussy. And then you got fucking baseball is fladushy. You got hockey as the greatest fucking, that's like MMA on skates playing football, but with a baseball on the ice with basketball rules. That's some fucked up shit. No wonder them motherfuckers ain't got teeth. Ain't got motherfucking ears. Motherfuckers got the cauliflower ears like the MMA guys. But hey, yeah. That's crazy, you know what I mean? Hockey, give it up to them. Shout out to y'all. Y'all should be getting the max $250 million contracts. Soft ass NBA players. They just do a little shot. Boom. I could dribble and do some fancy little crap. You got the baseball dudes that sit the bench all game, get about two or three hits out of 5 hours, hit a home run, $400 million. Football, y'all just getting jerked. Y'all stupid, so. That's why y'all ain't got a players association, because y'all all got concussions and don't know how to think. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I'd be like, yo, man, if I'm getting hit, I want 10,000 every hit. Boom. On my contract. But then motherfuckers start getting hit for no reason. Just because I need 10 G's this week. Boop. Broke ass, football ass. Fuck football. I never was a fan anyway. I like my Jets, but that's it. I don't watch other teams. I don't know other teams. They be like, oh, you know Jamal Jackson? Oh, wow, you know Sherrod Lewis? No, I don't know these guys. They play for the Jets? Because I barely know them niggas. What's the Jets record? 3-0. Then I'll watch. What's the Jets record? Oh, sorry, guys. I just farted and that kind of threw me all off. My bad. What's the Jets record? 0-3. Fuck football. Word up. Because that's this dumb shit. Why would I follow the Patriots? Like, why would I follow the Giants? The other New York team. It ain't both. It's only one New York team and that's Buffalo, man. Jets would have been the New York team, but you know, New York was hating. They like their little blue and white, red, white, and blue American colors. Who the fuck determine what's our colors? Come on. Did we have a vote? Did we all say like, yo, red, white, and blue? All right, let's get that. Or did somebody be like, you know what? I like the way these Tommy Hilfiger underwear look. I'm gonna put the flag. Fuck that. Like, I was talking to my boy at the job. I was like, yo, who created the alphabet? Like, why is A the first letter? Why couldn't it be T? Like, T, R, S, N, Y, A, B. Why couldn't it be that? Why gotta be A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Like, what is A? Why is that the first letter? Like, what did A do in life? Probably nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some Canadian probably made A. And it was like, some nerd was like, oh, it sounds like it looks like this. Come on. Can't be yo, I'm not racist. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to you. But I'm not racist. I just have questions. Like, why do you guys have to fucking be like, it's this, and it's, that's what it is. One plus one. What's a one? Why is the one, what is that? Even though it makes sense. Don't get me wrong. One, two, yeah. But if you go to fucking other countries, it's like, blah, huh, yeah, slew. You know what I mean? What if that shit makes sense? You know what I mean? I don't fucking know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I just don't fucking know. And I have questions, and no one is there to answer none of my questions. I don't know. I don't have, my questions don't get answered. I have to wait in line. But yeah, man. What else we got? Oh, the oil spill. I already said some shit about that yesterday, but it's just crazy how humans fuck the world up. And then when we fuck it up, we be like, oh yeah, well, we just gonna clean it up. And no, this shit is fucked up. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's cleaned up on the surface. What's beneath? As long as you don't see it, it's good. You guys could go back to swimming. Fuck out of here. Put that down on the table. I slammed it like an Irishman. All my Irish people, shout out to you. Represent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. It's crazy. I got a guy I work with. He's from Canada. Well, Vancouver. To be exact. And he's really interesting. He's like, beside the racial jokes and all the shit we talk about, which is funny as fuck. I wish I could have him on a podcast. But it's very enlightening. Like, it's a lot of stuff. As Americans, we look at other countries like, okay, Canada's cold. Tell me, not one of you motherfuckers, whoever listened to this shit, wouldn't think Canada is cold soon as they say the word Canada. You think it's Alaska. You know, you got Vancouver. You got Toronto. You got Montreal. You got Edmonton. You got cities, bitch. But we look at you like, hey, yeah. Like, in my brain, a Canadian looks like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone playing hockey. Word up. You got a hat, coat, it's July, and you're freezing. That's a wrong conception. You know what I mean? Stereotypes. People think racism, prejudice, and stereotypes are the same thing. It's not. You know what I mean? Racism is something systematic, where it's like, just because you this, you that, you this, you're not going to succeed. That's racism. Prejudice is like, I don't like this guy because he's this, he's that. Or this guy grew up over there, I don't fuck with those people. Prejudice. You got fucking stereotypes. It's like, yo, it's four black dudes walking down the street. Let me cross the street. I would cross the street too. I'm like, oh, It's because white boys, y'all don't know the power you have. You could be like, you could walk through all those dudes and be like, guys have ID? And they were like, nah, we'll keep it moving. Make sure you get home safe. They were like, oh shit, police, let us go. Let me walk by and be an actual police. I'm like, hey guys, need to check your ID. What? Get the fuck out of here, Shang. Blah, blah, blah. It's weird the way it is. Stereotypes are the worst. Yeah? You think of rednecks, like they all shoot deer and love Trump and hate black people, but that ain't true. Because I know so many people that's some of my best friends, man, that'll fucking ride or die for your boy. And I do the same for them. Yeah, their names, you know, is white. You'll hear it. Fucking Cody's and shit like that. But you really me, I'm really you. Because it's my black people that rock with me, that I know is 100 and official. Because I'm not dealing with bullshit. Once I know you in the bullshit, I stop fucking with you. And that's how it goes. Because I got a family. I got kids. I got dogs. I got a fucking whole lifestyle to maintain. So I'm not losing this for no one. And I hope people understand that. If they don't, then don't fuck with me. Don't even say hello. Don't laugh. You know what I'm saying? That got a little too real, but, you know, I just had to let that out. Because I think this generation has shit switched up. You know? I don't even listen to the new generation rap. I don't listen to it at all. But when I hear people talk shit about 6ix9ine, I'm kind of on his side. I'm like, yo, man, you played me. What the fuck you want me to do? Rot in jail with everybody. Even though you want to kill me, this and the third. And niggas could be like, oh, T, well, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. Because if he was smart, he wouldn't have been in the know of anything, so. But anyway, so what? I'm 40. You add me into that shit right now, I'm going to look at you in your face. And I'm going to be like, yo, man, better let them niggas know. All the drugs you sold was yours. You was asking me who could get what, but you know what I mean? You bought that. Don't make me have to tell you. Because I'm going to tell proudly, nigga. Y'all can call me a snitch, a bitch, but I bet you won't say that shit in my face. Because I will break your fucking jaw. And that's my word on everything I love. I will break your fucking jaw. Or you will break my jaw. You probably kill me. Shoot me in the face. Because you pussy niggas don't even fight. You niggas just, you know, you niggas is pussy. So kill me. You gonna have to kill me. Fuck you. I'm going home to my wife and my kids. Now if I was with it, now I'm down with it. Yeah, that's a different story. I'm down with it. And I'ma hold that shit down. Cause that's just how I know. But if I'm on some random, hell, shit, I got 4 guns in the car, man. The key, the code, all this shit. Oh, the police is blah, 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 blah. Well, what the fuck am I getting nervous for? That's your shit. Don't make me have to tell you, nigga. Because I will. 5 minutes into it. I'm like, oh, man, how long are we going to be in here? We have to know where all the drugs are. I'm like, well, shit, yeah, I just found it. It was his. I just asked for a ride downtown. He gave me a ride. That's my boy. He smoked a blunt. Yeah, he drank a bit while he was driving. I would tell! Because a real nigga will motherfucking be like, yo, man, he ain't had nothing to do with this. Word up, man. That's what I'd be expecting, at least. You know what I mean? That's what I would expect. But anyway, this is what's today? Thursday. Wow. Thursday. Don't know the date, but we're here in October 2021. And it's the date after the last podcast, so you do the math. I just want to say, everybody, have a great week. Enjoy yourself. Don't let nobody fuck with you. Fuck them.